It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strainchamps.
And I'm Angela Bautista. So, Anne, I went on a little field trip, and I just have to talk about it. Have you ever heard of The House on the Rock?
Yes. People have been telling me about it since I moved to Wisconsin 30 years ago. It's like a big tourist attraction, you know, a house on a really big rock.
Yeah. Everyone told me to go check it out, too, but they wouldn't really tell me much else about it. They would say it was built by this man named Alex Jordan.
Wow.
He spent decades building it, but they don't really say much else.
Can I go up?
So what is the thing about the House on the Rock?
Well, I expected this architectural house tour, which it was at first.
Yeah, I don't think he actually lived here.
This quirky mid-century style Japanese home.
How could you?
But then you see the instruments that are playing themselves.
Instruments that are just playing themselves?
Yeah, they're like these music machines that are wrapped around these instruments, and they're plucking the guitars and bowing the strings and playing the piano. It's like a small ensemble.
Okay, that's a little bizarre.
This is like out of a Hayao Miyazaki movie.
And then after that, the rest of the house turns into an acid trip, almost. At one point, you're walking down a 19th century main street with a musical carriage. And then in the next room, you're face to face with a giant whale.
You can't even see the whole thing. Is this ivory? These are whale bones. Like, how does one acquire all of this stuff?
And then one after another, there are these outlandish room-sized music boxes with whole orchestras and ensembles, rooms with airplanes and 1,000 guns and dollhouses.
Wait, literally 1,000?
Literally, there were too many to count, but it felt like 1,000, yeah.
Like, this is the set of a horror movie.
And then, just when you think it's over, you descend into hell, where you'll find the Noah's Ark of carousels and 100 wooden angels staring down at you.
What the f***?
By the time you get to the giant organ room, you're consumed with so much eye candy, you don't know how much more you could take.
So would you say you're stuffed?
Yes. It was a crescendo of stuff.
Like, where do you get, like, a 30-foot tall chandelier made up of smaller chandeliers? Oh my God, look.
The one question I kept coming back to is, why? What is the point of having 1,000 fake crowns and creepy dolls? On one hand, you could say that the house is a testament to one man's obsession and demented imagination. But when I got back home, I looked around at the mess of dishes in my sink and the 20 mismatched coffee mugs and jars and all the unhung paintings from thrift stores. My couches with way too many throw pillows, the 3 microwaves in my basement, the books I tell myself I'll read, but I never do. And I thought, well, how different am I from Alex Jordan?
Yeah. How different are any of us, really? Like, why do we have so much stuff?
Exactly.